The head of the Columbia Accident Investigation Board has asked NASA to appoint three new members to the panel. Former astronaut Sally Ride, Nobel Prize-winning physicist Douglas Ashuroff, and space policy expert John Logsdon. The board's first public hearing is today in Houston, though the newest members aren't expected to attend. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The Columbia Accident Investigation Board has not only been struggling to understand the accident since day one, it's been struggling to create its own credible identity. The board was originally appointed by the head of NASA, but under pressure from Congress, it has taken steps to gain more distance from the space agency. As part of that process, Board Chair Harold Gaiman says he's expanding the panel. That's primarily to beef up its ability to seek out possible institutional shortcomings, such as flaws in the way engineers approach big problems. But Gaiman says that doesn't mean there will be a witch hunt.
I'm really not interested in casting about NASA to look for everybody who parked in the wrong parking place when he came to work this morning. It has to follow either a deduced fault or a actual direct fault that we find, and we will then do a complete review of all the aspects of the history and culture of NASA, getting into all those issues.
Military officers are heavily represented on the panel. Two major generals, a brigadier general, and a rear admiral serve with Gaiman, who is a retired admiral himself. Sheila Widnall, an aerospace engineering professor at MIT, was once Secretary of the Air Force. There was also a strong presence of experts from the nuclear industry and the nuclear navy, especially in the support staff. Board member Roger Tetrault managed big nuclear power programs. He attributes the heavy nuclear presence to the history of the field.
Because of that history, they've had to adopt certain attitudes and qualities over years, and particularly a questioning attitude about prove to me that it's right. And I know in certain areas that I've looked at, I'm a little bit suspect of that questioning attitude that should be there that I'm not seeing.
New members Sally Ride and John Logsdon have a long and historic view of NASA to help them see recent actions in a larger context. Until now, there has not been a household name on the panel, and that contributed to the controversy, in part because nobody on the board brought instant credibility. In contrast, the Rogers Commission, which investigated the Challenger accident, included from the outset big names like Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, moonwalker Neil Armstrong, as well as Sally Ride herself. Some on Capitol Hill have been pressing for even more changes to make the board presidentially appointed, not an offshoot of NASA. At a hearing last week, Congressman Bart Gordon of Tennessee said he was pleased to see some movement toward a more independent board.
The problem, though, I see is that if the barn door is broken, just by putting a few coats of paint on it, you don't fix the door. And I think we still have a broken door here.
In an interview before his name surfaced as a new board member, John Logsdon at George Washington University says some of the nostalgia for the Challenger investigation is misplaced.
I think that the Rogers Commission had elements of political theater to it, and I'm not sure that's at all what's needed here.
The current panel has a much tougher technical job to figure out the cause of the Columbia accident. Challenger investigators knew that answer almost immediately. This one is more like a plane crash investigation, and that's reflected on the board with a number of officials who are experienced in both civilian and military crash probes, Logsdon notes.
They may not have in-depth experience in space technology, but that's where they can both call on NASA and NASA's expertise and hire a bunch of independent consultants, which is what they're doing.
The board is hoping to determine a direct cause of the accident, as well as underlying causes, so NASA hardware, as well as human systems, can be fixed. But the board is leaving the biggest issue, the future of human spaceflight, up to higher authorities, the White House, the Congress, and ultimately the American people. Richard Harris, NPR News, Houston.